Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat burn experience and to be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off, a little bit of exercise, keep the diet clean. Legacy Subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TEDx 9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous and sleep's better. And it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds. You don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt. you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right. So, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom.
How often do you get questions from Dirt Sheet guys verified information?
No, ever.
Except how's well, Dave does.
Dave,
do you have your okay? Dave, Nick, and any like, can you throw a name out there that says like at least this guy really?
No,
But
there's a lot of people that are very willing to talk a bunch of stuff about AAA.
But it's the funny thing is, if you didn't have a source, I can understand. But if you've got the source, you can find me, you can get to me, or you can, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why aren't you asking me?
Right.
You know, so you can get your story right. No, right. I'd rather ask somebody else because I don't like you personally because of you're very opinionated or I think you're a dick or whatever the reason is. It doesn't matter, bro. You got to be professional about your shit.
You know, it was funny, you know, back in the day, you know, like the Dirt Sheets were kind of like, but this is before... You know, we're mounts are literally before the internet. You know, the internet changed everything. But like, you know,
right.
You literally had to have actually physically in hand have the sheets, and they were literally just a bunch of sheets of paper stapled. Yeah. They call the sheets. You know, right? It wasn't like a newspaper, and it was just a bunch of sheets of paper stapled together, right? And Dave would send those out and stuff or anything. But like, if you were the old school genre, it was kind of like looked down upon if you were talking to the sheets because you know professional wrestling was still trying to protect. The concept of kayfabe. And so there was always like this thing where the old school guys were trying to protect the business. They didn't want to talk to the sheets or they had disdain for the Dirt Sheets because the Dirt Sheets were exposing the business to the marks. And you know the bottom line is eventually everybody would be smart enough anyway, which is the defense you could say to the sheets. That they're reporting stories about professional wrestling with people obviously interested in. So I was kind of brought up in that old school philosophy. I thought, you know, protect the business, kayfabe, you know, and stuff. But then as time went on and gradually, you know, Meltzer Sheet became more popular, more the boys were listening to it. But I still always thought, you know, you're not supposed to talk to the sheets because that's the way I was brought up. I broke in like 91, you know, so there was still that percentage. Like, Conan, you the same thing. You were brought in the kayfabe culture. They I didn't go through this, but you did. You know, they were kayfabing you while they were training you, right?
Right.
Like they weren't fully just bringing you in and smarting you up right off the bat. They kind of had to earn your way into smarting you up more. And it's like, you know, whatever, which is incomprehensible in today's day and age that we would think like, wow, wrestling really acted like that back then. You know, that's how protective the culture was of the business, right? So, but then I got like, you know, and then I said, I never talked to the sheets. Until I was a big fantasy football mark, and I read one of the fantasy football magazines, and I looked on the back page, and Jason Powell was one of the one of the writer editors of the thing. I was like, is this the same Jason Powell that does the Pro Wrestling Torch stuff? So I reached out to him, and my initial reach out to him was about fantasy football. I wanted to talk to him. So I opened a dialogue and a discourse with him, and like he would needle me for information, and. Until I'd never talked to a Dirt Sheet guy before, right? But it's just kind of like almost like an epiphany hit me. It's like, you know what? If this guy's willing to come to me and ask me the questions, I would probably rather I'd like to answer it honestly so the facts get out there as opposed to people writing dishonest things about people because they don't have any sources. They're just making stuff up. And so I kind of started thinking, like, okay, well, if Jason Powell wants to ask, I'm not going to offer information. If you have a question for me, I'm going to tell you the truth because I would rather the truth get out there. You know, of course, you know, and I never had the situation come up where they were asking me about something that would make a friend of mine look bad or compromise my friends, which I still would not do. I would just tell you guys, you know, I can't comment on that or like, because why would I? You know, that's kind of like I'd rather be a good friend than a good source. You know what I'm saying? So, But then I like kind of just opened up dialogue, and I kind of always thought, and then as it went along, and say, you know, I got on the booking committee, WCW and stuff, everything, all that. And I just saw like all the shit that like the dirt sheets were writing about Russo and stuff. And I'm like, you know, why aren't any of these guys like calling any of us up to get our side of the story? Like Vince never got a call from somebody asking, could you verify this? Did you want to do this? And I'm just like the culture of the dirt sheets, I just completely soured on, because like these guys just want to like drive their narratives, get their story, get their things out there for their fan base. But it's like, why are you guys scared to talk to the wrestlers and get their side of the story? I don't understand that. You're supposed to be a journalist. If a journalist calls you up and says, hey, I'm writing this, you know, this is a story I got. Is this true? I think pretty much everybody in the business, especially if it's about them, would prefer that you called them up and got the story from them. And it's just still to this day, like you see it, Conan, like you said, only a couple guys ever call you, but you see a bunch of shit written about AAA and stories out there. It's like, you know, it's still a really shitty committed community for journalism as a whole, holistically, that these guys do not. Even they're like maybe because they're marks and they're scared of the boys and they don't want, like, they're scared to call a guy like me up or a guy like, I don't know what it is. What do you think it is, Conan?
They're just, you know, it's easier just to fucking be first than be right. You know what I'm saying? And
we're not even be right. Just be first. It's better to,
yeah, that's
better to be first. It's the right. Best thing you can be is first. Right.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant. And so at the end of the day, it's going to be over in the next news cycle day. It's going to be over in a month. And they just keep, you know, getting their hits and clickbait and all that. And they don't care who they hurt or what happens. And you've seen it's happened to people worse than us. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I don't even trip over it anymore. I don't give a fuck. It's part of the game. It's part and parcel, bro. Right. You know, Especially if you're opinionated in this world where every day people want to seem to, you know, tell you what to think or do. You know what I'm saying? I have a hard enough time thinking by myself without you having to think for me.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mothug South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. It's very potent, like THC on steroids, like super potency, and has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's getblitzed.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's not, you know, that's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it, incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is get blitzed. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill, it's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot. Like,
wow,
it's hardcore. No,
not really. It's just like a quick little, quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah,
right,
I like to mix it.
Right.
How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but the Get Blitzed, I've already like ordered my second bottle. Like, it's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda and, you know, you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game or you know, even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill. And I wound up doing it like a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitzed.com. That's getblitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitzed.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. Getblitzed.com.
Well, we had a little cut. So we recorded this week, earlier in the week, a couple days ago, and with a clip, we always send, you know, some of this stuff goes out on YouTube before it goes out on our show, because we try to get stuff out there when we record. No use sitting on it, because like you said, the more recent your stuff is, the better it is, because people get bored. You know,
just to clarify, what happened here was I was putting out a bonus mailbag. We had recorded this, and people were asking for the answers to these questions on Patreon. So I took three questions about that situation. I put them together. I put them on Patreon. I added them to that mailbag so it could go out so people could hear it. That's right. What happened there. Yeah.
But then Hughie got a hold of it and put it out on YouTube.
Yeah, he did today.
Okay, so the YouTube clip is out there. And apparently, you know, Nick Hausman, who we were discussing, was one of the questions about Nick Hausman was, you know, about the Jericho stuff, one of the questions asked. And I had heard listened to a clip of his and commented, you know, on my opinion of that clip, you know, but you too, Joe, we both heard it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And we commented on our YouTube channel, and Nick had an issue with quote unquote some misinformation that we were reporting that like he claims he's not, like I said, you said he sounds like he's backtracking. Yeah. I said he sounds like that. I think maybe the verbiage I use, he's walking it back or so, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like sends you a text and stuff and everything, like talk about legal lawyers, he's getting harassed and death threat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, death threat? Okay, well, nothing we said here would any, you know, normal person that drives somebody to make a death threat towards Nick Hausman.
I played it for some people, our clip, and just random people I know, my wife and stuff, and everybody said, like, you didn't say anything defamatory. You were really easy on him.
I want to
really
play this easy clip so everybody can hear.
I don't even remember what happened.
This is what we were commenting.
And it happened yesterday, I think.
Like, yeah. We were discussing, because like I was explaining to you what happened, and I was getting, you know, it's internet stuff, it's Twitter. I'm trying to remember the information, but this is the clip that I heard. Okay, and I want you to listen to this, and you tell me if you know what's your opinion of this clip, because he'd been. Joe, what was the genesis of this? Because he had a
He put out his show on the day of the pay per view, and he said he had a problem with MJF complimenting Jericho in the article because Jericho has skeletons in the closet, and you know, he said Harvey Weinstein made good movies too, but his reputation's in tatters now, insinuating that Chris had skeletons similar to Harvey.
Right,
and so then,
which is direct words from his mouth.
Yeah, and let me show you
compared
this
to Harvey Weinstein. Which, okay, you said that, right? Okay, go ahead.
Take a look at this. This account says there's history with his accused behavior, and that's about Chris. Now later on, she said, "No, I was just speculating."
Wait, who is this? Did these people, like, who is ISO Wrestling?
It's just a wrestling account. I guess it's a podcast or something. And then this is the female wrestler that initially said, "I wonder how many young women out there are wondering if it's safe to post about Jericho." And she tagged onto this and said, "No, I was just speculating and probably shouldn't have posted that. Emotions were very high at the time, and there were so many rumors." So that's a part of this too, because people saw that and thought it was part of it.
People are commenting on the Twitter, on the X banner.
Yeah, exactly.
It's basically what's going on. Like that. It's not, we're not a news source. We're having a somebody call in our mailbag, asked us a question about this, right? Yeah. I'd listen to this, and this is what I was commenting on. Go ahead.
No. Jericho misconduct allegations story. Now, obviously, a clip from our show went somewhat viral shortly after we recorded, talking about the Chris Jericho situation. Right now, I want to be very clear that my opinions of Chris are my opinions of Chris. I've heard a lot of things over the years. I don't personally like Chris Jericho. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. I think that there's a lot of issues there. You know, there are other people that when issues come to the surface, it can take away from the legacy that they've created. And that is just a concern that I have for Chris. And that is all I ever meant by my comments. And that then elicited a thread, that clip, where other people were starting to allude to previous allegations against Chris, sexual misconduct allegations, some of them involving, I hate to say this because I have not personally mentioned her, and I really would like everybody to respect her privacy and really It's like so beyond this point.
I think if anybody wants to know who it was, they can go look it up.
Yeah.
Just two things. When he says at the beginning, I'd like to talk about the Jericho misconduct allegations. That's your story. What do you mean you want to talk? Like, it's just out there. You started that story.
Right. So maybe that doesn't sound like but he's insisted he's not walking back the story, but he still hasn't. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has he told a story yet?
No.
Or is he just said that there's out, you know, like, you know, he's basically saying, I got the dirt on the guy, but I'm not going to report it.
Yeah. And I read.
Is that what it says? Is that what it sounds like?
For sure.
Okay. So in our opinion, that's what this sounds like.
Yeah. That's all.
So it's like, you know,
when he says there's sexual misconduct allegations against Chris, well, the thing is,
where are those?
I read Kylie Rae's Instagram post when she left AEW on the show when we recorded yesterday, and she never said that.
Tony never alluded to it.
Exactly. Yes.
She never alluded to it, but all of a sudden somebody's coming up and saying, there's something there that hasn't been alluded to is what he's implying.
Right.
That there's more to, okay, well, what's the story?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, bro, are you literally just like trying to like come out and say like, hey, I got some dirt here, but I don't want to get kicked out of the AEW scrums, so I'm not going to report it, which is what it like. Why would you not report a story if you have it, if you're going to allude to it and not report it?
And a lot of people's criticisms was the fact that, yo, Nick, how long did you know about this story? But you only brought it out because you're pissed at the guy, and people were kind of not pleased about that, you know?
Right. So, okay. So it is what it is. That is my opinion on this. I'm not reporting anything as fact. I know if you wanted to, what do you call it? Give me a strike for misinformation. You know, this is my opinion of the situation. Conan.
What up?
Gentlemen across the nation, I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the Ultrasphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Feature new cutting edge design and next generation dual skin safe blade heads for different shades. It's pretty much a spaceship to take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. High tech for low places, Manscaped. So we've been using this product. It's like our favorite product. All of our listeners probably heard this ad before, but for all the new ones, you got to get with Manscaped. Every man knows how scary it is when going for a close shave below the waist. Like, you get a nick down there and it's trouble. Ouch. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. I'm lucky to be one of the first to try the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. And say it's a game changer is an understatement. This fifth generation trimmer features two next gen interchangeable skin safe blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish whenever your heart desires. No more wet shaving down there? Count me in. This bad boy also features dual LED spotlights to provide contrast to multiple skin tones, so you can shed some light on your darkest places. We're talking three lane setting combos for all your desired lanes, and oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? We use it in the shower or the bathtub. Manscaped has you covered. This puppy comes with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. Right? So, we can't describe how cool this product is and what they give you. It's very modern looking, fair price. You know, this right here is on the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. You got to try this product. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 manscaped.com. That's 20% off. If you're spending $100 on something, 20 bucks is a pretty good chunk of change discount, right? So that's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Your balls have been through enough. Time to go ultra with Manscaped.
Now, as you said, we've been with Manscaped for a while. They stay on K100 because our listeners have come through and have purchased some of the products. What isn't in the copy or we haven't said is that the K100 code, 20% off and free shipping, is like in perpetuity. So a lot of guys subscribe and then get their monthly spray and monthly blades and whatever they subscribe to. But every time your order comes with your subscription, you get the same 20% off and the same free shipping.
Right. And the great thing about this, everything they do is high quality. They also have a really good deodorant, you know, a shampoo, a body wash. The trimmer itself, the 5.0, is incredible because it's already the fifth generation. Like, it's almost like every year they come out with something new and better.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, this is great because you don't just use it for your nether regions. You can use it on your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your face, your chest, your hair. you know, get two of them so you can, you know, and it's a great product. Stay clean, stay groomed, all at manscaped.com. Boom.
Cody, do you have anything to add to this?
Well, I don't know what he wanted me to take down. The whole conversation, the fact that it's your opinion, like you said. And Nick, you've been on the show before. Come on here and speak your mind. You're not going to get ambushed, or you're not going to get, you know, speak your mind. Don't say, oh, I'm going to get lawyers involved and all that. That's fucking, dude.
For really? What? You really want to spend the money? What are the chances of you, like, on a podcast that's opinion oriented, answering questions and giving our opinions of a subject matter, what you don't waste your money.
Somebody on actually asked a question.
Save your money. Right. it's a waste of time. Like, are you kidding me?
You guys listen back to the clip that we released right at the beginning, I read Nick's tweet. I mean, I think the only thing he had a problem with was the fact that I said the word backtrack, and then
it's not a real big deal, dude. Okay. I mean,
I'll put it out there. Nick Hausman is not backtracking on his comments. So, okay, fair game. All right. So you're not, but he's saying he's getting death threats. It's like, dude, do you think you're getting the death threats because, yo, you think that we're saying that you're backtracking when you're not? Or do you think you're getting the death threats because you're making the allegations? Like that, it seemed to me like him throwing the stuff out there and would not explaining it or telling the story would be the stuff that would get him the heat. Not a podcaster saying, you know, he's backtracking. You know, seriously, which one do you think a fan that's not in the correct place that would get pissed off? If you're a Chris Jericho fan, would you get pissed off because I said he's backtracking, or get pissed off about the stuff that he's saying?
And we cover a lot on this show, the differing camps with everything. It's either this hard side or this hard side. And right now it's either there's people on Nick's side that say Chris should never be on TV. And then there's people over here that are saying Nick should get off Twitter. He should never report again. Blah, blah. So there's a lot of anger and vitriolic shit going around about this.
And dude, let me tell you, if you're somebody from the K100 community, okay, and you are harassing people like him, we condemn that, and we definitely disavow that. We're not trying to promote that type of behavior, obviously.
No,
but you know, that's common sense.
And I haven't seen anyone that's familiar to me even in his tweets or anything. I didn't see that, so you know.
Yeah. Right.
I'd like that. I'd rather sit for stuff that I should stand up for. Just because you know.
You'll sit for everything, but stand for nothing. Right.
Standing's overrated.
Oh, jeez.